Who is Jesus? From the Gospel of John, we know that he is the bread of life. If you have your Bibles, look at John 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus is the bread of life. A great multitude came to Jesus. Jesus asked his disciple, Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Well, Philip knows that they didn't have enough money to buy bread for all those people. But there was a little boy in the crowd, and he had 5 little barley loaves and 2 fish. And they brought him to Jesus. Jesus took those loaves and that fish, broke them in pieces, and distributed it to the crowd of about 5,000 men, plus women and children. After the people had as much as they could eat, Jesus told his disciples to collect the leftovers, that nothing would be lost. And you know what? They collected and filled 12 baskets of leftovers. What a miracle. What a good deal. The people wanted to take Jesus and make him immediately a king. Then Jesus could take care of their lives for them. You see, they were interested only into the material advantage. Jesus left them. When they found Jesus, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat that endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. John 6, verses 26 and 27. When Jesus told them to believe on him, they roughly demanded to see some sign that Jesus could do. They pointed to the great leader Moses, who they said gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus pointed out that it was not Moses who gave the manna from heaven, but God himself. And the true bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth his life unto the world. John 6, verse 33. God's gift from heaven alone could meet their deep need and satisfy their souls. Jesus is the true bread. In John 6, verse 32, Jesus speaks of himself as true bread from heaven. Jesus, of course, does not mean that he is literally a piece of bread. Jesus uses the figure of bread, identifying himself as the only spiritual food of a person's soul. Jesus alone is able to nourish one with forgiveness, with friendship with God, with eternal life. Jesus is bread. Not just any bread, not another bread, but he is the bread of life. The word true speaks of real, genuine, and satisfying. The words from heaven speaks the spiritual character. Compared and contrasted are two kinds of bread, physical bread and spiritual bread. So let's ask the question, how is Jesus like bread? Well, first, bread is a necessary food. Many things that you and I eat are really luxuries, like a nice juicy steak or strawberry jam. You can live without those luxuries, but bread is essential. We depend upon bread. God made us that way. It's the way by which our life is supported here on earth. Without bread, we die. So Jesus is the necessary food for sinners. He is the soul's basic and only need. He is the living bread. He is able not only to give us eternal life, but also to sustain it, to nourish it, to make it grow. We must have Jesus or we perish. Oh, do you see your need for Jesus? Not only is bread necessary, but secondly, bread is a daily food. There are some foods like turkey or pumpkin pie that we eat at Thanksgiving, but we don't eat them every day. Bread is needed daily. This is what God taught with manna in the wilderness. And Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer to ask God for our daily bread. Well, so spiritually, we must have Jesus daily, or we grow weaker and wither. We do not just believe on Jesus once and then neglect him. In Jesus, we have our daily supply of grace that is in him, or we perish. Jesus is our constant, ongoing need. So Jesus is not only necessary, Jesus is our constant, ongoing need. And thirdly, he is satisfying. Bread is satisfying food. It takes care of our bodily needs, and we are left nourished and strong. Jesus, as our bread of life, satisfies our souls spiritually. He supplies grace that saves from sin. He gives us peace and strength to fight against sin. And finally, he fills us with the hope of eternal life. So then we need to ask, well, how is Jesus this bread of life? Why is Jesus the only spiritual food for our soul? How can he give grace to sinners? How can he give forgiveness, righteousness, and peace? How can he give us eternal life? Well, notice, first of all, he says, I am the bread of life. This is the first of seven I am statements in John's gospel. These statements go way back in the Bible to Exodus chapter 3, when God spoke to Moses from the burning bush. And God introduces himself as, I am that I am. And God said to Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Exodus 3 verse 14. When Jesus used these seven statements in John's gospel, he was teaching that he is eternal God. Jesus was not a mere human being, but he is divine. He is fully God. He is from heaven. He is the living bread because he is the living God, the very source of life. Second, he is the bread of life because he came down from heaven to earth. That's what we read in John 1 verse 14 of Jesus' incarnation. He took on our flesh, which means that he had a human body and a soul. How important is that? Well, we cannot climb up to God to get what we need, but God comes down to us and he gives himself to us. God alone saves. We are unable to do anything to save ourselves. Third, Jesus is our daily bread because he gave his flesh for the life of the world. That refers to his sacrifice on the cross. He would give himself to death as a payment for our sins. By taking our sins upon himself, God's wrath for us because of sin was put on Jesus instead. Jesus laid down his life for us. Fourth, Jesus is the bread of life because he conquered death. Death could not hold him, but Jesus arose on the third day, and therefore he is the living bread powerful to give his life and salvation to us. Jesus is the bread of life. We read in John 6, verse 50, "This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die." Do you know your need for Jesus as the bread of life? God provided for the physical needs of Israel with manna from heaven. God provides for our spiritual need by providing his Son as the bread from heaven. Notice the necessity then of eating the bread. If physical bread is going to do you any good, it must be eaten. You can't just look at it. Even if you know all the ingredients of and how wheat is grown and how it's cut down and how it is beaten and how it is baked in the oven, and if you know all the good properties about it, unless you eat it, it will not do you any good. Earthly bread is meant to be eaten. You must take it, swallow and digest it, and then you can be nourished, and it will strengthen you. Well, so, my friend, it is with Jesus, the bread of life. It's not enough to know about Jesus. It's not enough to have Jesus before you when the gospel is preached. You must take Jesus in. You must digest him as the very food for your soul. Without that, the bread of life will do you no good. How does this eating Jesus take place? Obviously, it's not with a physical mouth. Jesus tells us in John 6, verse 35, that we partake of him by coming to him and believing. Coming to Jesus doesn't mean walking to him, but it means that we come to Jesus with a believing heart. We hunger for Jesus in our hearts because we know our sin. We come to Jesus, it means that we're sorry for our sins. We come to Jesus trusting him as the only Savior. We throw ourselves upon him in trust. We embrace him. We receive him. We feed upon him. How can you and I, who are dead in sin, come to Jesus? Jesus tells us in John 6, verse 44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." That means that by ourselves we cannot, nor do we even want to come. Is it hopeless? No. The good news is that, John 6, verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." You see, God works in those whom he has chosen. God draws them, and he works powerfully his grace and his faith in them. God does that by his Holy Spirit. We eat Jesus by faith when we hear the preaching of the gospel, and we have new life in us. It's the life of Jesus. It is eternal life that cannot be taken away. What wonderful security that is. Nothing on earth, and not even our physical death, can separate us from God's love in Jesus Christ. When we feed on Jesus, the bread of life, we will not seek any other Savior. He is all that we need. We will not hunger or thirst for anything else, but we will be fully satisfied with the riches of salvation in Jesus. Are you hungry? Jesus is the bread of life.